We'll now move to a segment that we are entitling Journaling. Now, you've been hearing about journaling really throughout the course of our spiritual formation journey. But I wanted to take some time here, and we're going to be reading, obviously, in the Whitney book as well, about journaling. I wanted to take some time here to talk about why one would journal and some good ways to journal. There are a number of really different good reasons to journal in your life. Dr. Whitney will enumerate some of those, and I just want to highlight some of those reasons here. Number one, journaling helps us remember all that God has done. When you write something down, it may be a few months, a few years, or even a few decades when you come back to it. You see the request, the goal, the area in your personal or spiritual life where things need to change, the incredible need you had at that moment. And you are able to look at that need or issue written right there in your journal, and you are able to see all that God has done in your life. You're able to see the larger picture that perhaps at the time you couldn't see. And you are then reminded that whatever you're going through now, God will see you through just as He did with those things. Furthermore, your family or friends or others may be able to see how God has worked in you. It may be, and it's your right, to have your journals destroyed upon your death, for in them contain things too personal that you would never want anyone to ever see. And if that's the case, your family should honor those wishes. However it may be that your times of doubt that you journal about, your times of victory, your times of seeing God's grace, give your family a glimpse into the kind of person you are, and you are then able, even after you have joined the cloud of witnesses in death, able to minister to your family and your friends. Author Mark Batterson talks about the reason that he writes books is not for those that are reading them now. He writes books for the second and third and fourth generations because he wants to be sure that people know what God has done. Mother Teresa, who had wished for some of the letters she wrote to be destroyed because they contained her doubts about the Christian faith, is now, through those letters, reminding people the world over that just because one has doubts does not mean one does not have a strong Christian faith. Journaling helps us put our Christian faith into real life. It has been said that a goal is just an unrealistic dream until it has been written down. In some ways, your Christian life is the same way. Most certainly, you are saved by your faith in Christ. But oftentimes, our faith can become so abstract that we lose it and begin to think of it almost as a make-believe thing. Journaling helps overcome that by forcing us to write down our prayers and our thoughts on Scripture. It brings to life our spiritual lives on the pages of that journal. The Bible is God's written word, the man. The Bible is ultimately what brings God to life for us. And though we dare not compare our own writings with the writings of Scripture, our journals will bring to life our relationship to a holy God. Let's talk, if we could, for a moment about how one would journal. One way to journal is what we've already talked about in contemplative or spiritual reading or Lectio Divinae. This is an important place where you can journal in your life. It is in the Scriptures that God speaks to us. Thus, the most important writing we will ever do is in direct response to His Word. Thus, to write down what God is teaching you, what you remain learning about yourself in response to the Scripture, and what prayers you are praying so that you can be a person that God is and is going to continue to use in big ways. Furthermore, in my journaling, I get real with God about where I am. I do ask for my daily bread. I ask for the daily sustenance my family and I need to stay alive and healthy. I ask God to work in my heart and my life. I ask God for certain requests, personal requests, and then, of course, I struggle to make sure my requests are about building His kingdom, not just about my own personal needs and wants. I write down issues I'm having in my life. I lay them before the Lord. I write down things that are bothering me or people that are bothering me, or when, as often may be the case, I am being a bother to others. I think too often we try to get our journals to be these pure, perfect places where no one, if they were ever to look, would see our sin or our stuff. But when we look to King David in Psalm 51 and so many other places in Scripture, we see how important it is to be honest with God. Another way to journal, and this may bleed over into your calendar, is when you are life planning. In the later sessions of this course on spiritual and personal development is 4 sessions on life planning. One of the ways in which I have found journaling to be helpful is as you are praying in the early hours of the day, write down your to-do list on the other side of the page. I often do this when I am taking the light rail or the train to work. I am praying, and then on the other side of the page, I am writing down those things that I need to accomplish that day, the kingdom vision that God is giving me. You see, this ties your daily devotional, your reading of Scripture, and your prayer directly to your daily activities. Now, it's important that you don't let journaling get reduced down to just a day of planning, but to separate it from your day's activities or from the planning of your day would be a mistake. Other ways to journal include simply writing out your prayers. One of the greatest books, one of the greatest authors, is a man named Peter Marshall, who wrote out his prayers for the Senate. It may be that your prayers are simple, but as you go deeper and deeper into your Christian walk, your prayers will become something that are very, very precious to you. And so I would encourage you to write those out. And again, of course, go back and see how God has answered those. One of the things that I really try to do regularly is write in a special journal that I have for each of my children. I have 2 girls, and so I have a pink and a purple journal, and I write in those journals prayers that I have for their lives. Oftentimes, those are general prayers about their future and how God will use them and asking God to use them in big ways. Other times, those are very specific prayers about something they are dealing with in the here and now. This is something that I try to show them regularly, and I plan to give it to each of them at an appropriate time in their lives. Let's talk, if we could, about the best times to journal. Because really, if we don't schedule it, we probably won't do it. Perhaps journaling is something you should do in the morning. Maybe that's the best time for you. Certainly, if we're going to use our devotion to in some way plan our day, this would in fact be a very good time to journal in our lives. Perhaps journaling in the evening will work better for you. The pressures of the day are over and you can reflect on all that God has done. The important thing is that you do not get caught up in when you journal, but that you do journal. There is such a joy in journaling, and there is certainly a joy in being able to look back at your journal and to see all the great things that God has done. Your spiritual life is so important. Take time to write that down through journaling.